morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Gallagher has been one of OSU's most planted wheat varieties since its creation, and it's easy to understand why. Gallagher has superior fall forage production and grain yield. Its broad disease package is centered on leaf rust and stripe rust. Gallagher is also resistant to Hessian fly and offers above-average milling and baking quality verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Choose Gallagher, a descendant of Duster, and another of OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. My family and I take pride in providing you and your families with safe, wholesome, and let's not forget, delicious dairy foods. Join us in celebrating all things dairy this June Dairy Month. Learn more about dairy farm families and get to know the people behind your milk at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
The USDA issued its June 1 acreage and stocks report last week. USDA is estimating that U.S. farmers planted 80 million acres of soybeans, down 10% from last year. That number represents the lowest soybean planted acreage in the United States since 2013. Compared to last year, acres planted to soybeans are down in all 29 reporting states. Corn planted area came in at 91.7 million acres, 3% higher than last year. The all wheat planted area for 2019, estimated at 45.6 million acres, is 5% lower than in 2018. Cotton acreage is estimated at 13.7 million acres, down 3% from last year. The stocks report shows a lot of old crop commodities in storage, while soybean stocks totaled 1.79 billion bushels, which was 47% higher than June 1st of 2018. On-farm soybean stocks came in at 207 million bushels. That's 58% higher than last year. Corn stocks in all positions as of June 1st are at 5.2 billion bushels, down 2% from last year. On-farm storage is 2.95 billion bushels, up 7% from last year. Old crop wheat storage estimates came in at just over a billion bushels, 2% lower than last year. However, on-farm wheat stocks were up 58% over last year, coming in at 207 million bushels. In other news, the first debates that kicked off the 2020 run for the White House didn't spend a lot of time on American agriculture. Moderators during the first night of debate didn't ask any questions about rural America. Thursday night, one candidate was asked about how farmers hurt by climate change can be helped. However, Politico points out there were still some candidates who squeezed in some conversation on American agriculture. During the Wednesday night debate, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker said rapid consolidation has hurt the agricultural economy. Booker talked about his legislation that would halt ag company mergers until Congress can update its antitrust laws. Also today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement may need to be opened up again and changed with some surgical precision before the House will vote on it. It wouldn't be like we're opening it up and inviting a free-for-all, she said last week. The deal requires all three countries involved to ratify the agreement before it goes into effect. Mexico has already ratified the agreement, while it's also expected to pass easily in Canada. The prospects for passage are much more difficult, though, in the Democratic-controlled U.S. House. Democrats are asking for stricter enforcement language on labor and environmental provisions. They also want a shorter term on the 10-year exclusivity for costly biological drugs. We don't want to pass this agreement as just a slightly different deal from NAFTA with a little sugar on top of it if it really isn't going to be enforceable, she says. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer has repeatedly said he's willing to work with Democrats on changes they'd like to see in order to implement the trade deal. However, he has also said it's too late to reopen the negotiations, which Canada and Mexico also oppose doing. You got farm news on Ron.
Superior Livestock is pleased to present Week in the Rockies 31 live from Embassy Suites, Loveland, Colorado, to be seen the 8th through the 12th of July live on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 209,000 head through the week. If you'd like details of the time and day that a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies 31, July 8th through the 12th.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.